It is a beautiful day, and the sun's beaming down here and there through the overcast Arizona blue sky. Good morning. It is Rosie on the house. If you're just joining us, this is hour number three of the broadcast. Hour number one, landscape and gardening, as always. We had John J. Harper in this morning. I'm sure he's at the nursery by now. We had open line, 9 o'clock hour, as usual.
Had some good callers.
10 o'clock, countertop. Today is our topic on countertops. If you have your Arizona Republic article that went out today, or if you get our newsletter that went out Thursday, you get a heads up to what our topic of the day will be. Countertops, you know, it's been a long time since we have covered countertops. It seemed like late 90s, early 2000.
Been a long time.
Mm-hmm. There were countertop companies everywhere, and they were all busy. Busy.
Yep. And, you know, there's so many new products on the market that are available for people that, you know, everybody has come a long ways in improving the appearance and the durability and the functionality of the countertop materials. There's granite, which is, you know, always been a favorite. The new granite surfaces quartz surfaces that are becoming extremely popular as an alternative to granite. There's an awful lot of features that are available in the quartz surfaces that granite doesn't offer, frankly. And we really like the quartz surfaces for the ease of maintenance and their practicality and their durability. So.
And we'll break down a lot of the different types of countertops. But today, if somebody went in and replaced a countertop, chances are they are probably replacing a laminate or a culture marble. Now, you said to make sure not to say Formica, because that's actually a brand of a laminate countertop.
Of a plastic laminate countertop.
That's a Kleenex of the laminate countertop.
Exactly.
That's the industry leader.
Industry leader, Formica, and there's another one, Wilson Art, and there's a couple others, but those two are the big ones. So when we say Formica, we don't necessarily mean Formica brand. We're referring to, you know, the product of the plastic laminate countertop.
Generally speaking, it's on top of a plywood subdeck. Most countertops are a strong, sturdy plywood subdeck, and the laminate countertop itself is usually particle board. You know, the sawdust that they glue back together and form, and then they adhere. And I don't know what glue they use, because I mean it can take years for a laminate countertop to start peeling back, and in some areas it never will.
It never will. Yeah.
So they heat apply pressure this laminate surface, and plenty of options for your finished product.
Oh, the self-edge can be now, they can do miracles with the plastic laminate, and not only with the edge treatments, which is the leading edge that, you're going to rub your belt buckle on when you're
working. They used to always be round with a little lip to keep water from running off
exactly.
if it was pooling.
And now they've got the edges that rival some of the solid surface materials. And, you know, not only in the edge treatment, but in the material itself, a lot of it is photo printed now. And if you lay side by side with a solid surface or a granite, it's hard to tell the difference between the two. Some of the plastic laminates, Wilson Art Formica, are absolutely spectacular. And they're very affordable as well.
Most countertops, once installed, all the holes are cut, whether you're doing your kitchen sink, your bathroom sink, the plumbing fixtures. One thing with laminate, though, if you get a sharp enough blade, a consumer could add a hole to it. You know, when you look at this countertop here, this is Formica with all the, not Formica, sorry, this is laminate. But if you look at all the different holes for the microphones and the power cords, and if it's not a kitchen countertop or you're moving something, you can't just go cut a hole in a granite.
It's a little bit more. It's a little bit more problematic. It can be done, but the drill bits are a lot more expensive, and you got to be a lot more careful. But drilling a hole in a plastic laminate top is not a difficult chore, to be sure. Yeah.
You want to scar through the surface. That blade will chip up, so you want to make sure you get a good tight score, and then from there,
you can use a nice sharp tool and go slow, and yeah, you'll get a nice clean hole.
Today, you know, there's probably 50, 60-year-old laminate countertops still.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You know, it's kind of fun. You know, you walk into an older hardware store, and, you know, you used to love the wooden floors, and they creak and moan and groan underneath you. And even today, you walk into older retail establishments that have Formica countertops at the point of sale, and a lot of them are worn. The surface is worn out, and you see a white patch where a lot of the material has been slid across the countertop over the years, and you think, golly, you know, they really got their money's worth out of that. You know, probably cost them $40 in the meantime, and it's been down for 30 years. You know, that's pretty good service. So
that's a product. It's been tested.
Absolutely. The one failure of the common failure for Formica Wilson Art plastic laminate top is seams. And, you know, the seams are typically, you know, assembled pretty tight. You know, the fabricators, when they cut the seams, they're put together pretty tight. But just like anything else, if you don't maintain, don't keep an eye out for it. My problem in my house, I had a coffee pot set right there on the seams of my countertop. Coffee pot leaked a little bit, got down into the cracks, blew the particle board up, and destroyed the laminate in there, that area. So that is the one weak link in the plastic laminate. Otherwise, wow, it's a pretty durable product, and it lasts, like you say, for a long, long time.
After the laminates, along came Culture Marbles, seemed to be the next wave of popularity in countertops, and you didn't see it break into kitchens still a lot. This was mainly bathroom vanities. I'm not sure what kept them out of the kitchen or whatever reason, but
Culture Marble is a little bit softer material. And it's more subject to scratching. You know, it's not really suitable for a kitchen environment where you got pots and pans and cutting boards.
Knives and hot plates.
All that kind of stuff.
It'll scorch, too, right?
It'll scorch, and it will stain. If you've got a kitchen window that's shining in on your countertop, you know, it can show
color
signs.
Color fade it, yellow it a little bit.
Yellow it. You know, the UV affects the cultured marble, and it can stain. So in bathrooms and laundry rooms where it's just subject to water and detergents and those kind of things, it's fantastic.
But aside from all that factor, it still, at the end of the day, is going to last a long, long time.
And another nice thing about cultured marble is they use it an awful lot in vertical surfaces, in showers, shower panels, wall panels in showers. And, you know, it's a seamless wall-to-wall material that is very, very popular in a shower and tub applications.
Now, that was probably about mid-80s that we started seeing, late 80s, maybe early 90s, new products really started flooding the market.
Mm-hmm.
And acrylic is the next one that comes to mind that became a craze. You know, I mean, everyone was going to, and when I say acrylic, I'm talking pretty much Corian, DuPont's product. I mean, that was the Kleenex, that was the staple name. But, I mean, Corian, you couldn't turn around without someone having a Corian sample.
Corian
and
countertop.
It was only when it came out, like 6 or 7 different options, and it was white with speckled colors in it. That was it.
That's all you got.
It's a pretty bland surface, really.
It really is, and I think, again, one of it gained its popularity, and it still is popular. There's a lot of people that we still install it. And, you know, we get the nice thing is the seamless sink. The sink bowl is integral with the countertop itself. They can do a lot of design work with the self-edge material. They can put color bands in it. It's easily repairable. If you scratch it, you can polish it out.
That's the big thing, especially when it comes into why it's still in so many commercial applications.
Exactly, because the color goes clear through the patterns. You're talking about the speckles and the swirls and all of those kind of different effects that they put into the material are, you know, consistent throughout the depth of the product. So if you get a scratch or you get a cigarette burn, heaven forbid, or something like that, you know, mars the surface, it can be polished out and repaired.
You can never polish into Culture Marble or a Formica. I mean, you're going to break through it. Culture Marble is very, very thin. And that Formica is a credit card thick at the best.
At best.
You can't polish through it. You put in an inch of acrylic, and they're even a little thicker than that in most applications, and you only have to take off like a paper size to repolish and give it a brand new surface. Man, it'd take you 300-400 years to polish that stuff. And a brand new surface every 5 years. Just exactly. Give it a little polish.
Exactly.
Give it a little polish.
The only thing you have to watch for is you don't polish too deep and get, you know, recesses
dips
and hollows. But it's a fantastic product. It is gorgeous. It's a little on the pricey side, but it's a fantastic product.
It's come a long way in design offerings. It's not just a white with
absolutely
a couple light colored speckles anymore. They've
broad spectrum of design.
They've learned how to become competitive with design.
Exactly. They have a lot of options available.
Yeah. And then past that, we'll get to it next. But granite was the next one, and it's still to this day probably one of the biggest sought after for remodeling and construction, where you know they've got that extra income. That's the first thing that goes to mind: granite. Now, a lot of people, when you get there, they won't sell you granite. People come in looking for granite, but there's comparable materials that are better quality, and we'll get to those coming up a little bit later. It's Rosie on the House talking about everything house, home, Kessler cabin related. Every single Saturday, we bring you a new topic. The topic today is countertops. Coming up, Desert Legends is our next show for the 23rd. Next Saturday is the 23rd,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Thanksgiving will be the following week.
That's right.
We're going to blow up a turkey, show people what not to do.
I think we'll put Dad on Facebook doing his turkey call at the zoo.
Oh, there you go.
That'd be fun.
Dad, there's horse whispers. There's also turkey talkers.
And we have two fun shows full of Santa bag type things. All kinds of great ideas, big, little,
we
inside,
products
outside.
Donated by manufacturers such as 3M,
Black & Decker.
We've got great service offerings by companies like Arizona Chimney Sweep.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Free Light last hour,
something.
So we'll be talking all the different special options and holiday gift bags, whether it's products or maybe some home improvements.
That's
some,
November some 30th and December 7th. We're going to have fun with those. So,
happy holidays as we're getting to it. It's Rosie on the House. Take a quick break. Back right after this.